We're doing the Navi Yeshaya. We're up to what they call the 54th chapter, the 11th Pasuk. This too is one of the seven prophecies of comfort that we will read following Tisha B'Av. And the Navi begins, he's talking to the Jewish people, and he says to Jerusalem, that was like an impoverished woman, he says to her, Aniya so'ara lo nuchama, you impoverished woman who has been shamed, who is in turmoil because so many bad things befell Jerusalem. So she is described as so'ara, one who is in turmoil. Lo nuchama, who has not been comforted, this poor widow. Hine anochi marbit bapuch avanayich. I will take your stones, says the Ribon Shel Olam, and I will splatter them with puch. Puch is the blue eyeshadow that is used to color one's eyes. And the Ribon Shel Olam says, I will splatter the stones of Jerusalem with beautiful eyeshadow. Ordinarily, puch is a very expensive material. You use a drop to color the eyes. And here the Ribon Shel Olam says, I will, so to speak, use this expensive material to color Jerusalem. You won't need sand in between your stones, but rather I will beautify you and make Jerusalem rebuilt with makeup, so to speak. I will use makeup to set you up, to make you beautiful. V'sadtich basapirim, your foundations will be sapphire stone. Ordinarily you make a foundation of a solid, cheap material. The Ribon Shel Olam says, even your foundations will be expensive. Your stones won't just be set up with sand in between, rather your stones will be set up with beautiful puch, eyeshadow in between. That's a description of how Jerusalem will be rebuilt in the most beautiful of ways. V'samti chadkod shimshotayich, I will make your walls. Shemesh is the fortifying wall. I will make those walls chadkod. I will make them of a very precious stone called chadkod. This is the source for the idea that Shimshon means the prophet who protected his people like a fortifying wall. Over here we see that the term Shemesh is a fortifying wall. V'samti chadkod shimshotayich, I will make even the walls of fortification beautiful, of a beautiful stone called chadkod. U'sharayich le'avnei ekdach, I will make your gates of the precious stone called ekdach. The stone ekdach is a stone that has a natural shine. And so even the gates of Jerusalem, even the doorposts of the gates of Jerusalem will be made of stones that will shine, that will give light outwardly. V'chol gevulech le'avnei chefetz, and throughout your border, all of Jerusalem will be precious, desirable stones. So Jerusalem, that was so filthy, that was so distraught, that was in such turmoil, that was absolute desolation for so many centuries, will become a place that is so expensive, will become a place that the walls are made of precious stones, the foundations are made of precious stones, even the doorposts of the city are made of precious stones. V'chol banayich limudei Adonai, V'rav shalom banayich, and all your children will succeed in their studies of the ways of Hashem. V'rav shalom banayich, there will be tremendous peace among your children. Bitzdaka tikonani, It is because of your charity, because of your tzedakah, that you will have a good foundation. That's what Chazal warned us, that the foundation of Jerusalem is based on tzedakah. That's the beginning of the book of Yeshaya describes that the lack of righteousness in Jerusalem is what brought about its destruction. And now the rebuilding of Jerusalem is through tzedakah, is through the charity of the people of Jerusalem. Rachaki me oshek ki lo tirai. You will distance yourself from those who try to exploit you. You will have nothing to fear. Umimechita. You will be distant from fear. Ki lo tikrav elayich. They won't be able to come close to you. Now, this can be understood as your enemies who try to exploit you, or it can mean you yourself, where the Jewish people were exploiting the poor, the widow, the orphan, as was described in the beginning of the book of Yeshaya. And the Navi is now describing that these traits will be distant from Jerusalem, that Jerusalem will be reestablished with the correct traits of kindness of the Torah. Hein go yagur efes me'oti. Gor yagur. Fear they will fear. Fight they will fight. Hein gor yagur efes me'oti. Who should be fearful? He who is devoid of me, says Hashem. When a person is empty of Hashem, so then gor yagur, he should have fear. Jerusalem, which is filled with the presence of Hashem, has nothing to fear. So Hashem says, gor yagur, who should be fearful? Efes meyoti, he who is devoid of me. Mi gar itach alayich yipol. Whoever fought with you will now, alayich yipol, will try to fall, so to speak, will try to fall in line with you, will try to become a peaceful participant of what you do, Jerusalem. Migar itach, who fought with you, alayich yipol, will now try to fall in line, will now try to become a part of your great success, Jerusalem. Hinei anochi barati charash nofeach be'esh pecham umotzi chli lema'aseihu, says the Ribon Shom. I created this concept that there can be a carpenter, that there can be a blacksmith, where a person can take metal and create a vessel. Ve'anochi barati mashchit lechabel, and I also created the capacity to destroy that vessel. And so the Ribbono Shel Olam says, just as you understand, I created within the world the capacity to make vessels and destroy them, so too I created the capacity of building Jerusalem and having a built Jerusalem, as I am the one, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, who created the capacity to harm Jerusalem. Kol keli yutzar alayich lo yitzlach. Any vessel that they try to use as a weapon against you will not be successful. Kol keli, any instrument, any weapon. Yutzar alayich. The word yutzar could mean that will be sharpened, like harvot tsurim. Alayich, against you. Any weapon that they try to sharpen against you, lo yitzlach, will not be successful. Another interpretation is that the word yutzar comes from the word to encompass, to try and limit Jerusalem, to try. Whatever vessel they try to hold you in with will not be successful. V'chol lashon, and any words that they try to use, takumitach lamishpat, Tarshi, anyone that tries to say they are more just than you, Jerusalem, you will be victorious against them. Zot nachlat. This blessing, says the Ribbono Shel Olam, is the lot of those who are avdei Adonai v'tzidkatam me'iti ne'um Adonai. This blessing is the lot of my servants, says Hashem. I say Hashem, I declare that this is going to be your lot. The Rambam in Igeret Teiman, in his Yemenite epistle, quotes this pasuk, and he describes, Kol keli yutzar alayich is the beginning of Jewish history, where the nations thought they could bring us down using their weapons. V'chol lashon, says the Rambam, is the continuation of Jewish history, where the nations tried to bring us down through their speech, be it the Christians or the Muslims who tried to convince the Jews that they should leave their faith, and they tried to convince them with their speech, saying this is the way to go, and both won't succeed, says the Rambam. That's the promise of the Navi Yeshaya, that there will be many attempts, both by sword and by argumentation, to convince the Jew to leave the way of Hashem, and they won't succeed. And Rambam learns that this pasuk is a description of the force and the argumentation of both the Christian and Muslim countries to try and develop forced conversions within the Jews. That's what he writes to the Jews of Yemen, who are undergoing a period of forced conversions by the Muslims. And the Rambam writes to them, this is what the Navi Yeshaya spoke about in this pasuk. You should know this is a part of our history we have to undergo, but we will pass it, and they won't win. We'll pick up here, Bezachem, next week.